Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, are you guys assuming, like me, that Sid signing this extension, he's eligible as of today? This is final year of his deal, come up at $8.7 million. It's a foregone conclusion that he signs, and for how many years?
I think it's a foregone conclusion that he signs. I do. But the question will be for how much. He's really into that $8.7 million superstition. That would be a good deal for the Penguins to get it at that price. I think he deserves more. Whether or not it goes there or not, I don't know. To me, it would be a 3 or 4 year deal max.
Yeah.
Right? Sort of like Stamkos's.
Take him to age 40?
Yeah.
What did Stamkos get? What are the numbers on that limit?
I said $10 million a year. Was I right?
You were not, Bob. You gave him a little bit too much. According to Pierre LeBrun, it's expected to be around 4 years and $8 million per year.
All right.
For a 40-goal scorer. He's still only 34. Right. That's a great deal for Nashville.
So I think if Pittsburgh gets $8.7 million to Crosby and he's okay with it because he likes that number, then that's a good deal for the Penguins, for sure.
What if Sidney Crosby, say, walked into the offices and said, I've been criminally underpaid for a long time. I want a 4-year deal worth $40 million, or I go to free agency. What do you do if you're the Penguins?
Hand him a blank check.
You have to pay him, don't you?
Yeah.
What if he said, I want 4 years and $80 million?
Well, then
you'd have to get a blank check.
You probably wouldn't do that. But if he said, I think if he would be well within his rights to say,
yes,
I want 4 years.
He's been underpaid based on what he's done
million,
in his entire career.
4 years, $10 million a year, $40 million, period. That's what I want. And, you know, whatever.
I think if I was Sid, that's what I would do. By the way, of course, I would. Most of us always would go for the most money, but it's also just fair. That wouldn't even be the most money he could ask for. I think that's just fair. Plus, if I see the way the winds are blowing here, that we might be headed for a soft rebuild or whatever people want to call it, then I, all right. What difference does it make whether I give the franchise money back or not if we're not going to build an actual contender around me? If that's the way the winds are blowing, they're not. By the way. I know everybody's interpretation of the Kevin Hayes deal was this is the first step of a rebuild, or the second step if you want to include the Gensel situation. But the entire roster, when you look at it, screams we're still trying to contend, including bringing in Kevin Hayes, right?
Yes. I mean, I don't know if Hayes makes me think they're trying to contend. I think Hayes makes me think.
You don't bring in a 32-year-old.
No, they only did it
because
to me, the second-round pick is why they did the trade. And that leads you into the conversation of, are they really trying to do what's best now, or do they value that second round
pick? So you're willing to bring in a 32-year-old who's going to eat up $7 million the next two seasons just to get a second round pick? Why you made that deal?
How else do you explain it, Joe?
Still trying to bring in players to win.
There are people that are actually,
and you're of the belief that
he
can make you win, Kevin
Hayes?
That's
the worst part.
Right,
I'm just saying, the justification would be
they just spent $7 million to get a second round pick.
My interpretation is in order to get it, plus he's a center, he can play that position.
I think he's probably an upgrade on your bottom six. I mean, he went into the season with Jeff Carter last year. He actually...
Is he an upgrade from Lars Eller? Is he an upgrade from...
I don't know. Will Lars Eller still be here? I bet there's interest.
I don't know. But if the Penguins have made that deal if there was no second-round pick?
Probably not. Okay. But if you're in the business now of spending $7 million to buy second-round picks, where what was it that Waddell said? You have a 13% chance to be an actual NHL player, then you're in a really bad business if you're the Penguins.
But they have traded a lot of their picks away, and he wants to get them back if he can, and maybe that's one way to do it. You think you're putting in a guy who can help you? I mean, I don't know. When I watch Kevin Hayes, I see a guy who's a veteran. He's not as fast as he once was, which means he's slow on a team that needs more of that speed, more of that get to in the corners. And I don't know. It just seems to me like that's a trade that was done because of the second round pick. You're willing to absorb him, bring him in, and you think he can help. They're not going to say he can't help. I'm of the belief that I don't know that he can help. And the second round pick was the attraction to that deal.
Well, again, if you're now in the business of spending $7 million to buy second round picks, you're in a world of trouble.
So, Paul, how do you look at it? Do you think he can make a difference to the point where they need a 32-year-old center, a third line center?
No. To me, I think the entire point of the deal was to get a second round pick.
So you agree with me?
My point is, they didn't make themselves better.
We may agree. Then the question becomes: Is that a good business model?
I mean, I think clearly Hayes was not the target of the trade.
But also, if you look at a bottom six that we've all been screaming about for 2 years, mm-hmm. bringing in a guy who scores 18 goals, 13 goals, adds some size, you're also still trying to win now.
Their whole thing is trying to win now. I get it. But you're asking me specifically about Kevin Hayes.
Not.
You could find someone on the market who could fill that void, less money, and you wouldn't get a second round pick. You just have to sign him, and that's it.
I think the second round
satisfies
pick is a bonus
their need
to the deal
for somebody who could be a center.
What did we say about 15% of second round picks become something worse? So
right.
So you basically have taken a shot at a second round pick again. The last time I can remember this, Joe. Well, it was the opposite, I guess. It was going the opposite way when the Pirates traded Frankie Liriano to Toronto to get rid of his salary. In order to do it, they had to give up a really good prospect in Reese McGuire.
Yeah.
Who, all by the way, has been a pretty good catcher for a lot of years ever since they got... That's kind of the opposite of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, my thing is... Why not make a trade where you get the second round pick and you don't have to take on this other salary and everything with this? That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, here trade we'll, some, future trade, considerations trade for some, a second. Except they wanted to get rid of Kevin. The whole thing for them was
to get rid of him.
Everybody seems to want to get rid of Kevin Hayes.
Right, they want to get rid of him and his salary.
So they were forced to give up a second round pick for quote future considerations, whatever that is.
The state that the Penguins are in right now, where the rationalizations for things are this twisted, is crazy. By the way, if Sid wants to go in and ask for $11 or $12 million a year,
he could.
He's well within his rights. Mm-hmm. MacKinnon makes $12.6 million. McDavid makes $12.5 million. Panarin makes $11.6 million. The players in the NHL still think Sidney Crosby's the best all-around player. So if he wanted to go in and say, I want 5 years and $60 million, as maybe the last contract of my career?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You don't even blink, do you?
No, I think you do it. Yep. He's earned it. He's meant that much to them, and he will continue to mean a lot to them.
Don't forget, there's a guy on this team who makes $11.5 million a year. Different teams pay it, but he's an $11.5 million player, Erik Karlsson.
Yeah, but again, that deal was done because some of the contract money was taken away, and they wanted to dump more money, all this stuff. So all these deals now are
Pastor
attached
makes 11.
To money getting rid of or getting draft picks or... You know, it's not just a straight deal to get better.
Tavares makes $11 million.
Oh, he's overpaid. That was a bad deal.
I think if I'm Sid, I go in there and ask for $12 million a year.
That's what I'm saying.
$12
million. 12?
Yeah.
I don't think he'll do that, but he would not be out of line. I mean, I think if you asked for 12, the Penguins would have to really consider, you know, giving it. And the thing about it is, what if they said to Sid, listen, we'll give you 10. We'll give you 10, and we keep Malkin around. Or we'll give you 12, but we got to get rid of Malkin.
Well, again, Malkin has the final say.
Well, Bob, what if you're Sid, by the way, on this Kevin Hayes deal? Well, what if he thinks the same way you're thinking, and I guess we all are, that they just bought a second round pick for $7 million and a player who's old and slow that nobody wants? That's a hell of a way to be doing business if you're still trying to win now.
Well, you mentioned Jeff Carter. If he replaces Jeff Carter, they're kind of similar players. They're kind of similar, only he makes much more than Jeff Carter.
I mean, if they said, if the Penguins came to Malkin and said, we don't want you anymore. Clearly, we don't want you. You don't fit into what we're doing. We need to trade you. Come up with some teams and we'll get you to where you want to go, but you're not really a part of our plans. All these guys have egos. I can't imagine he'd say, oh, yeah, I want to stay here.
If you're a fan out there and the Penguins did that, would you be mad? Like, I love Malkin. I do. And I've defended him for his whole career. I think he's taken way more criticism than he ever deserved. But at this point, we can all agree he's regressed, right? He took a step back last season. So you as a fan, if the Penguins went to Malkin, would you feel like they were double-crossing him, Paul? Would you feel like they made a promise a couple years ago? Of course, was that this ownership group?
That did what?
That signed Malkin?
No, it was Hextall and...
And Mario.
Yeah.
And Burkle.
Right.
So would you feel like they were double-crossing him? Because the organization, whoever was running it, pretty much made a promise that him and Letang were going to finish their careers. And they made that promise to Sid, kind of. Did they not?
Yeah.
Yes.
So would you have any feelings about that, Paul, that you had misled Sid?
Well, I don't think he really did. Did you?
Well, if you agree that he wants these guys around and you told them they would be and you signed them,
but then you say no. But now it's a couple years later and you can make the case, well, okay, we kept them around and it hasn't worked. Do you want to get back to the playoffs or do you want to have, you know, do you want to have tea with Malkin and Letang every morning?
Listen,
what do you want?
If I were a fan, I would be okay if the Penguins approached Malkin at this point and said, do you have a team in Florida? But then it takes two to tango. Does somebody want him?
That's the other thing. And what would you get if you make it known that you don't want him and makes $6 million a year? And
if he only wants to go to one team or two.
So what are you going to get?
And neither one wants him.
Or neither one will give you what you want in return. You just do it to get rid of them. Okay, fine. You create some space, but you get nothing in return. I don't know.
It feels like a pipe dream, really. Even if he were to say, if he said, yeah, these three teams, even up to three, let alone if he said, I'll go to one team, and it's Florida. I'll go to two, Florida or Tampa. Would they want him? There's tape out of last season, you know. And I realize he wound up with some okay numbers, but that didn't tell the story.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, he got better as the year went on, I thought, but it didn't tell the story. You're right. And you know, you're going to get the good version of Malkin and the bad version of Malkin. You know, and you'll see it sometimes in the same game.
We got to get to the Pirates is what we have to do. Where this hour just went, but it's gone. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, the Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball softball showcase. Parents and coaches, send email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the Fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. Let's get to the showdown with Limits and Pirates. We're going to go heavy into Pirates in the noon hour as well. Ben Cherington quotes another play at home plate against the Braves. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Well, we have Sid Bream. We had Jerry Meals. And now we have the Olivares pop-up slide at the plate. I mean, what is happening? Why always there? Why always against that franchise?
Well, it's just the way things go.
Oh.
That was a terrible slide.
By the way, Joe, what is he doing?
Which, by the way, Joe, for the second half of the show, you see something different here?
You got the Steve McNair.
Ooh. Look at this.
He's gone from Cody Carlson to Steve. Look at this.
The Steve McNair.
Is he going to switch every hour, Bob?
Well, I just,
it's like a wardrobe show. It's like a fashion show.
It's incredible.
I wanted to show you, all of you out there who doubted my true Oilers fandom, that I had to go deep into the closet or whatever to find these shirts.
I like that one better.
Steve McNair.
I mean, just the jersey itself, though.
It's Steve McNair. This actually, you know... I like the blue. Love your blue jerseys as well. But anyway, I had to change for the second half of the show.
Our hockey talk on the Fan presented
by... When are you
going
to become Eddie George? When are you going to become...
Alonzo Highsmith, Robert Brazil, Chris Dishman you should become for an hour, Paul.
I did not have a Chris Dishman.
Heywood Jeffries maybe for a little
Jeffries,
while?
I had a Jeffries jersey. I had a Curtis Duncan jersey, believe it or not.
Curtis Duncan.
Yes.
All right.
Of course, I had a Warren Moon Vikings jersey. I had a Warren Moon Oilers jersey. And I had, I still have somewhere, a Warren Moon Washington Huskies jersey.
What about a CFL jersey?
I did not have that.
That's Paul's birthday present. When's your birthday, Paul?
November.
Bob, you want to chip in on that?
Oh, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to an Oiler fan. That still is an Oiler fan.
I feel heartwarming here. Steven Stamkos just tweeted out, "Thank you, Tampa."
Thank you, Tampa.
I don't have words yet. I will soon.
I tell you what,
he has words. They're not the ones they want to hear.
He had a hell of a career there, man. How many cups?
Two cups and one other final appearance.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
And when healthy, and he's had some injuries.
And they were in the conference finals probably three or four times,
yeah,
too.
I mean, right? Game 7, 2-1 Penguins.
How
they lost,
that?
Right?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.